another edition of Info Marketer Zone podcast. It's for aspiring information product developers and information marketers. How-to ebooks, courses, videos, and more. You're talking with Jeff Smith today, the owner of HireTrustMarketing.com and InfoProductCreator.com, as well as the new membership site we just launched for information marketers at InfoMarketerZone.com. Glad to have you along today. Got a lot to talk about. We're going to go for maybe 10 or 15 minutes. We like to keep these short and to the point. And the lesson this week that we want to talk about, and this comes from a lot of you readers out there that have been emailing us, asking us how to get started. That's the million-dollar question that a lot of you have. And in fact, it is a very good question because it can be quite complicated. A lot of people get that deer in the headlights view when they start to have to think of an idea or think of a market. They might have several options in their head, but really don't know where to go next. Well, there is some simple things you can do, and we're going to go through three of those today. And the topic today is how to become a Top Gun $100,000 a year information marketer. This comes from firsthand experience. A lot of people I know and myself earning a living online with information products. So let's jump right into it. Without further ado, to get to that elite level of information marketing, to be able to develop a line of information products, whether it be ebooks and reports, courses, workshops, videos, and audios, it's important that you do these three things when you're first starting out. First one is uncover passionate markets. Now, I know a lot of people that struggle with an idea or struggle with an area they think that they might be able to develop something around, but they just aren't sure whether the market is big enough, whether the market is responsive enough, whether people will buy. Well, it's clearly, here's a couple of points right off the bat. When we're trying to uncover passionate markets, first of all, let's not assume it's only the markets that you see. In other words, what you see a lot is sales and business and marketing type markets. Now, those are good markets for the right type of product, and if you have some experience in them, then by all means, you can continue on down that avenue. But there are other markets. For example, did you know there are highly active, large Lego societies out there, for example? I'm going to pop out a couple of examples here that you may not have thought of. These are insanely passionate people about Lego, and I'm talking about adults here. I'm not talking about your 5 or 6 year old that's playing with Lego in the corner. And believe me, I got a couple of those too. What we're talking about here are full-scale Lego societies that meet on a regular basis, that go to trade shows, spend thousands of dollars on Lego. Everything from Lego information, plans, to the product itself. So that's something you can come across and you can search for online, and you'll see tons of information on Lego. How about barbecue owners? You know, how many of us are grilling aficionados that just can't wait to get out there and grill something, grill some steak or grill some ribs on the barbecue? Well, they're, 80% of North Americans own a barbecue. And beyond that, there are some incredible statistics on high-end barbecues. The thing that you call the egg, which is smoke-type barbecuing, those are all sub-niches within the barbecuing niche that you may want to explore. Finally, the last example will be golfers. You may have heard this one before, but there are a number of sub-niches within golfing. People that are just insane about golf instruction, about golf history, about the latest golf equipment, about the latest golf techniques, about golf courses and travel. Literally dozens and dozens of ideas, sub-niches within golf that you could explore. Those are examples of very passionate markets. Well, how do you find them then? That's the $50 million question, isn't it? Well, you look around you, passionate markets exist everywhere. It's a matter of becoming more alert to them. For example, musicians, iPodders, BlackBerry crazies that carry those little BlackBerries and seem to have them, seem to be the center of their universe. Bloggers, wine lovers, these are just to name a few, right? These are insanely passionate markets that you can, if you just start to tune in, you can see what people's interests are and what they're looking for. To really give you an edge in understanding the full process of creating a $100,000 information product business, I urge you to go over to infoproductcreator.com. That's www.infoproductcreator.com. And there you'll find Not only our award-winning and highly recommended Ultimate Information Entrepreneur Success Package, which takes you through some of these exercises, but you'll also get a you'll be able to access a 7-part free course on how to find more markets. So on with that, let's understand a second basic principle if you're getting started as an info marketing professional. Second one is understand what that market wants. So you've been able to identify a specific market, great. The next step is really getting inside and understanding what that market wants very badly. Unfulfilled desires, one way of saying it. I see an awful lot of people that identify a really hot market, but then they go on and they'll just write a bland piece of work that's addressed at that market. Well, it's just not good enough, because what you'll find that makes a big difference between a top-selling information product and a so-so or mediocre-selling information product is word-of-mouth marketing, publicity, joint ventures, and the likelihood that a joint venture partner will take you up on your product has an awful lot to do with how interesting, how in demand, and how targeted your information product is. So before you go ahead and put pen to paper and start developing your information products, once you have a market identified, you need to consider these few tips here for you. How do they get more out of their passion? So in other words, you can help them understand how they get more out of their technology, out of their hobby, out of their area of interest. An example, a list of top iPod podcasts for the aspiring entrepreneur. So if someone's interested in iPodding, anyone who's into that will notice that it's getting more and more difficult to find out some good quality iPod podcasts that they can listen to and iPod content. Well, you could become, you know, a vertical marketing type information aggregator, if you will. It brings together all the information for specific interest topics. So that's one example. Another way to find out what people really want within a given market is to locate the most common questions that market has. You'll find signals by talking with your market, tapping into online discussion forums. Go where your market is and listen to them. And that's the best advice really I can give you. And you'll notice, once you get used to doing this, folks, you'll notice yourself just tapping into all kinds of ideas. And then it becomes more a matter of writing them down, logging them, and focusing on your current task at hand. Another way to do this is to offer a mini course to your market. You don't have to sit and wait to get involved and get an online presence. If you have a market chosen you think you want to write something on, then by all means, go ahead and develop a 4 to 7 part mini course and put a small website up marketing your mini course. Start to build a list. Get an account with AWeber or GetResponse or Pro Autoresponder. These are just autoresponder accounts you can set up an email sequence with. You'll get a form that you'd be able to put on your website automatically. It's just a matter of plugging that code into your site. And before long, you start driving traffic to that site, you'll start to build lists of 100, 500, 1,000 people that you can then tap into, survey, actually discover what they want, try out different articles, try out affiliate products, try out some of your own shorter products. And finally, use keyword analysis tools. So go up to Overture, you'll find a free keyword analysis tool that Overture uses. Do a search under Google, under keyword popularity tool, and you'll find dozens and dozens of examples. And there you can research what are the search terms that people are using in different markets. So it'll give you a clue as to what they're really interested in. So that's the first two real tips if you're trying to get started, and how to get started right, building a solid foundation. The first one is uncover, you know, hidden gem markets. The second one is, how do you uncover pockets of strong demand and pockets of need within those markets? The third one is just as important, and that is develop a highly effective info product outline. So when a lot of people get stuck, or where a lot of people get stuck, is when they have to start thinking, how am I going to write this? How am I going to structure this? How do I get the first, you know, chapter written? What's it going to look like at the end? These are all actual outlining issues, and a lot of people haven't been exposed to outline in the past, unless you're kind of a professional writer. And even then, a lot of professional writers don't do this well. That's why they have to do so many rewrites. So start by outlining the actual questions. Make it easier on yourself, folks, because this can be an exercise you can do in a matter of 2 days. I've done it many times before, where if you understand what your market's looking for, what you want to do is outline, you know, 10 to 12 chapters in that book that are each going to be anywhere from 7 to 10 pages each that will clearly answer the question that you're trying to answer, right? That might be, you know, you might walk them through a sequence of events. Each chapter is just another big question that you're answering with a bunch of sub-questions that make up the actual outline of the chapter. It may be a time period. So you cover a topic, you know, over a couple of years for each chapter. It may also be just a series of steps or techniques that maybe don't relate, but have some, you know, one should come before the other. So you want to think that through, but keep it simple in terms of these should be just questions that you want to answer. Again, if I'd suggest that you go up to higher trust marketing.com, which is our portal site that'll give you dozens of articles on these topics that will help you in both writing and researching your topics. You'll see mini courses on writing as well as researching your products. Our blog is up there. We're posting a couple of times each week, and by all means, subscribe to our podcast. So folks, you have the formula. It's up to you to try it. You do have to take action in this business. It's like any business. You're going to get as much out of it as you put in it. But with these kind of formulas, it doesn't need to be a painful process. You can easily take a product from concept through to completion in a matter of a couple to 3 weeks. And that product will pay you for years to come if it's planned properly. And products can take on a life of their own. And the other key point is if you get one successful product going, you can spin off many alternatives and turn, you know, $20,000 a year on one product into $100,000. So with that, let's finish up our podcast for this week. I want to thank you for joining the Info Product Marketing Zone podcast. Thank you.